Ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. We pray that you are having a great, great day and that you are moving forward with your Christmas celebrations. Don't forget that Jesus is the reason for the season. He is not just a reason for the season. He is the reason for this season. And so we are looking forward to everything that is going to be taking place over the next couple of weeks, just about not quite 2 weeks until 2020 starts, which is really hard to comprehend. Man, time sure does fly when you're having fun. Anyway, my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you right here on this wonderful radio station, and we are going to be talking about how God delivers us from evil today because he delivers us from a lifestyle controlled by coveting or longing, setting our heart on things that we should not set our heart upon. We want to do not only avoid that, but we want to set our heart on the right thing. So we've got a few more things that we're going to talk about here on things that we need to be avoiding in our life. And then probably after Christmas, maybe into the new year, we'll be talking about the things that we should be doing. How does a Christian behave? How should we then live? I believe was the title of a curriculum by Francis Schaeffer from back in the 70s. And, how should we then live as believers looks a lot different than what the lifestyle that the world would try and get us to live. So today we are wanting to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions. Creative AC Solutions, and their phone number is 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need someone to come out and take a look at your air handling system, whether it's the air conditioner or the heater, give them a call and let them know, and they will come out and get you up to running. I was thinking about this as I was on my way into the radio station. My mother-in-law is celebrating Christmas with us this year for the first time she's ever been to our house for Christmas. We had always gone to where she was whenever we were able to travel at Christmas. And one year we were traveling by car. I think if I remember the Christmas, I drove up there, drove the family up there, flew back, preached Christmas message, and then flew back up there and then drove the car back down for Christmas, because that's how strongly I feel about preaching at Christmas. And on the way back, so this is December, late December, we crossed the state line from Georgia into Florida. And when we did, the temperature just changed. It was almost like someone flipped the thermostat whenever we crossed the Florida-Georgia line. We went from freezing to boiling. And I flipped the air conditioner on, and the air conditioner said, "I'm retired." It was in the car. And it was like, oh, no. You know, there are a lot of things that when something breaks in the car, it's like, well, you know, maybe we can get that fixed later. You know, if you have a window regulator that goes out, maybe we can get that fixed at a later time or something like that. But when your air conditioner goes out, it's like, oh man, that is really going to be painful on the wallet. And so you say, well, why are you telling that story? You might, you know, be in one of those temperature fluxes where it's vacillating from heat to cold and all of that sort of stuff, and your AC goes out. Let me tell you, the person you need to call is Bill at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284 if you're in the central part of Brevard County. And he can come out, figure out what's going on, and get you up and running and keep your system cool. And, you know, there's never a convenient time for your air conditioner to go south, but it may not be as extreme a repair as what you think it is. It may be something very, very simple. So don't just assume the worst. Give Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. If you're losing your cool this holiday season, let them come and get you back on track. Sunday morning, 10:30, we do not have Sunday night service, but we do have Christmas Eve service, starts at 6 o'clock. We will be celebrating communion, and we promise to be very good stewards of your time. I start on time. The church makes fun of me because I am very, very intentional on starting on time. It is an anomaly. I'm not going to say it never happens, because sometimes the clocks are not all synchronized the way that they're supposed to be. But I am very, very intentional about starting on time, and we will be good stewards of your time so that you can get on with your Christmas celebrations. The following Sunday, we have Sunday morning service as well. No Sunday night service, no Wednesday night service on Christmas or on New Year's Day. So that's what our calendar looks like in the days to come. Romans chapter 13 is where we are going to pick up our study today. Romans chapter 13, and we are going to begin reading in verse number 8. Where it says, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Whenever I read this passage, I am automatically reminded of Bible Survey. Bible Survey, I think it was in my junior year. I'd transferred to Central Bible College, and I was taking this test, this final exam. I got a 99 on the test. The one question that I missed, I still remember. I can't tell you any of the questions I got right, but I can tell you the one question that I got wrong. The question I got wrong was this: what commandment sums up all the other commandments? And I put, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the greatest commandment. That's the one that I answered. And I forgot about this one that says the law is summed up, it is fulfilled in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So we are talking about the analytics. How do we make sure that we are free from covetousness? Right now I'm thinking of a commercial that has run the past two Christmas seasons of a husband and wife, and they've got this big, fancy home, and you know, the wife greets the husband and says, "Hey, I got you something for Christmas, or got us something for Christmas," and she presents to them matching his and hers watches. And he said, "Oh, thank you so much. Well, I got us something for Christmas as well," and takes her outside, and he had bought her an SUV, himself a truck, and she just lights up and runs to the truck and says, "I love it." And he's like, "Actually, that was," and she says, "No, I love it." And he's like, "Oh, okay. We need to make sure that we are not captivated by things, that our heart is not unduly attached to things. Rather, we recognize that they are just that. They are things. They come and they go. And, you know, unless there's a good reason to be emotionally attached to it, like, you know, that was the last gift that I got from somebody, it's just a thing. It's just a thing. So, what analytic are we going to use to make sure that things do not have an unruly control over our lives? And I want to point it out to you in verse number 10 of Romans chapter 13. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Where coveting, if you remember our discussions, that a person who is covetous will be extremely aggressive. I'm going to see if I can find it here in my notes. I got notes all over the place here, and I did not bring that page here. A person of covetousness not only has a longing to have something that belongs to another person, but they will be very aggressive and abusive in appropriating that thing into their life. It is something that we set our heart upon, and that thing becomes more important than that person. So I have this as a strategy in my life. Whenever I am struggling with someone or something, I go and make it a matter of prayer until I get my carnal nature under control, till I get my emotions under control. You might think, "Oh, you just sound like you're just happy-go-lucky all the time and all that sort of stuff." Eh, not quite all the time. Not quite all the time. So I have to pray until I get my hurt or my anger, or if I can put it in my covetousness, I've got to pray until I place all of those things under the blood and under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when that takes place, when God's done a work in my heart, then I'm restored back to that primary purpose that God has for us, and that is, my God has taken such good care of me that I am not here to do damage or to do harm to a neighbor. Love does no harm. So, How do we apply this? Well, whenever you are looking at an opportunity, you say, is this going to be damaging to that person? Or is it going to be damaging to me? Because it's not about damaging me so that we don't damage them. The best the best outcome for an interaction is when something is beneficial for me and it's beneficial for you. It is a win-win situation. So, love does no harm. That's my theme for the first part of the program here today, is this: love does no harm. If you move over one book into 1 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, 1 Corinthians 5th chapter, and we are going to begin reading in verse number 9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetousness, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. Okay? So, we need to realize that unredeemed people are going to act like unredeemed people. People who have not yet been impacted in a redemptive manner by the gospel of Jesus Christ, people who have not yet understood the revelation of how horrific and damaging and deadly sin is in their life, they are going to continue to act like unredeemed people. Okay? God doesn't want you and I to be doing that. Listen, there is nothing wrong with having nice things, but we're not supposed to be coveting them. One of the things that takes place at our house every year about this time is there is a purge of things from our house. I would really like for that purge to be able to reach my garage. But, that's kind of like the last thing in the agenda. You know, I tell people when we start cleaning, we clean from the front door to the master bedroom. And if we run out of time, it's the master bedroom that suffers the neglect. Well, beyond that is the dreaded garage. Our home that we have, we did not live in a house for 7 years. We lived in a very, very rundown portion of the church. It's not run down anymore. It was a challenging season, and yet God gave us a strategy, and He said, you know what? If you will do these things, I'm going to bless you with a house. And He gave my wife the faith for a house. He gave my wife a dream for the house. I mean, she almost had the floor plan laid out. In fact, when we walked into our home with the realtor to see it for the first time, my wife was saying, now back here, you're going to find a large room that's going to be, my wife had never been there, never seen it. We walked in the door and she saw the front room, and she said, this is the house that God showed me in my dreams. The color of the walls. She said, now back here, there's going to be a large room. We're going to be able to do ministry back here in this big room. And we go back there, and there's this glorious, glorious room that they had built on that you could not tell was there looking from the street. Back then they didn't have satellite views on the homes. There wasn't internet research that you were going to be able to do. And she said, honey, this is the house that God showed. Well, the only thing that wasn't on my list was it didn't have a two-car garage. It had a one-car garage. And, you know, that's just not that big of a deal, except for I've got so much stuff I need to get rid of that. How do you know if you have covetousness in your life in a manner that God is saying, you know what, we need to get rid of this? And so I want to tell you this. Unredeemed people act like unredeemed people. They talk like unredeemed people. They lust and long for things like unredeemed people. They act like unredeemed people. And we need to remember that Jesus loves them in that condition and has strategically planted us in their lives to bring them out of that condition by speaking the truth in love and living the truth in love. And so that's very, very important to remember. Remember, the gospel says, such were some of you. Such were some of you. Now, it goes on and says this. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not to even eat with such people. And what Paul writes to the Corinthians, if I can just sum it down or boil it down to this point, is this. Coveting is incompatible with Christianity. Coveting is incompatible with being a believer. Because a believer recognizes that the things of this world are all going to pass away, but the things of the kingdom are going to endure forever. That the things we have are just tools to be able to impact other people in their lives. Coveting is something we are not supposed to have in our lives, and we need to be living in such a way that other Christians around us, the Holy Spirit will be dealing with all of us. Say, let's get this out. Let's move this out. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to take charge of our stuff. Say, if you will allow me to take this out of the way, I've got something even better that I can replace it with. Turn over a little bit more to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. There's Galatians, then there's Ephesians. Everybody talks about Galatians chapter 6. A lot of people talk about, you know, husbands, love your wives, wives, submit to your husbands, all of that's there as well. But a little bit earlier in Ephesians chapter 5, it says this, therefore, verse number 1, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Now look at the rest of the list. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator or unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. So here once again, not only, first of all, coveting is going to take place in the world. Fallen, unredeemed man, they don't have the relationship with God as God the provider that you and I do. They're going to covet. They're going to want to do horrible things. They're going to want to be selfish and greedy and all of that sort of stuff. we're there to be light in that darkness. But he says, it's not supposed, first of all, covetousness is incompatible with Christianity, and it's not even to be named among believers. It is supposed to be such an inconceivable truth that a believer in Jesus Christ could be governed in their life by this evil of covetousness. He says, it's not even supposed to be named among you. The list is pretty extensive. There are a lot of people who want to say, well, you know what, I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. I'm a Christian. The grace of God covers me and all of that sort of stuff. I want you to see that it's not even supposed to be named among you. There has been such a watering down of theological understanding that people don't realize that Jesus living in your heart is going to manifest in a change of heart desires, and it's going to change in a behavior. It's going to change in the things that we long for. If that dynamic is not taking place, we need to say, you know what? I might have a problem here. I might have a problem. And so it is incompatible not only with Christianity, but it is incompatible with kingdom inheritance. The devil will always try to get you to settle for something less. There are companies out there that says, you know what, if you've had a lawsuit or you've got a large financial settlement, we will take the long-term uncertainty away from you if you will just settle with us right here and right now. If you will accept this minimal amount of money, we're going to take away all the uncertainty away from you. It's covetousness is like that. It says, if you'll take this, we'll take your kingdom inheritance. Don't make that deal. One more thing. 1 Timothy chapter 3. I'm running out of time really fast here. See if I can get there. 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a faithful saying. Verse number 1, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle and quarrelsome, not covetous. So let me just say this. Spiritual leaders are supposed to live lives that are free from having their hearts set on the things that the world has it set on. Don't be covetous. Be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I pray that you have a wonderful, holy, and godly Christmas. We will see you next week right here on the Refresh Radio
Program.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.